In 2006, there's a documentary film put out that Al Gore was a part of. It was called An Inconvenient Truth and talked about global warming and climate change and how this science research that he had done indicated that there was obviously some climate change and society had to change. Otherwise, there's going to be serious consequences. And the way we do things, the way we have industry, the way we live our lives affects the climate, and so we need to change. And so the title of the movie was An Inconvenient Truth, that it's a truth that hurts. It's a truth that makes us change the way we live our life. It's a truth that affects us in such a way that it challenges us. So there needs to be a transformation with us. That's not easy. Our gospel today, there's an inconvenient truth that John the Baptist has for Herod and for his wife Herodias, or in fact his brother-in-law's wife, who should not be his wife. And Herod is perplexed by this. It's an inconvenient truth. He is intrigued by John because he has something powerful to offer him. Yet he doesn't want to comply completely with John the Baptist's message. He doesn't want to change his ways. He doesn't want to leave his temptations and his worldly passions and struggle and be converted to live the life that John the Baptist was inviting him to live. John the Baptist was inviting Herod to live in union with God the Father. He was inviting Herod to live in proper relationship with God. But Herod rejected that invitation. Why? Because it was an inconvenient truth. Now, there are certain truths that our faith teaches us, like we're made in God's image, we're loved by God, we have great dignity. Those are great and easy truths, in a sense. But there are other truths, like John the Baptist has to offer, that are a little bit harder for us to accept, harder for us to live out, harder for us to live in union with, because it's difficult to live. And what is our response to that truth? Do we reject it, like Herod? Do we seek to silence it, like Herodias? Or do we accept it? Oftentimes, we try to push it away, try to numb that pain or distract ourselves from that truth. And instead of living in accordance with that truth or being aware of that truth, we tend to push it aside. Especially in our world nowadays, in our world of relativism, what's true for you is true for you, and what's true for me is true for me. Now that, of course, is a heresy. I'm not preaching that, but it's an example of what our world lives in, right? We think that other people can have their own truths, but the reality is truth is always true. Anything that is a truth is going to be always true. Absolute truth is what our faith teaches us, is what God has revealed to us from the beginning of time, that God is love, that we are made in His image, and we're called to live in relationship with Him. In order to live in relationship with Him, there are a set of rules, a set of ways of being in proper relationship with God the Father. And we have to obey these rules, these inconvenient truths, in a sense. And it's not just about obedience. It's not just about doing the ways some other foreign power wants us to live. It's about living in relationship. It's about living in love. It's about living in communion with the One who created you out of love. Yes, it may be inconvenient at times. Yes, it may be difficult at times to follow because we live in a fallen world. We live in a broken world. We live in a world with lots of temptations and lots of distractions, lots of challenges, lots of struggles, lots of pain. And in that pain, in that grief, in those challenges, oftentimes we take the easy path. We take the path of least resistance, which may not be the best path for us, but may be a path that leads to destruction. And Herod was on that path. He was on that path to destruction. But praise God, John the Baptist was there to intervene on behalf of God, to direct him back into proper relationship with God, to invite him into living the road to heaven. But Herod rejected that. What is your response to the truth? What is your response to the truths that our faith teaches us? What is your response to the truths that God has revealed from the beginning of time for the plan for our lives? May it be one of acceptance. May it not be one of silencing the truth, but be one of receiving that truth and living in union with that truth. Because when we live in union with that truth, we'll end up in heaven one day, God willing, because the grace of Christ will provide for us. Today, as we celebrate this Mass, as we come to this altar, let's ask our patron's intercession that we would respond to the truth. Not be afraid of inconvenient truths, but listen to them and be convicted to work in those areas in our lives where we need growth, where we know we need to maybe work on a relationship with another person, or maybe work on a certain temptation that has a little bit more of a grip in our lives, whether it be speech or purity or drinking, whatever it is. We have to work in those areas. And when we're invited to work on those areas, we're invited into holiness. We're invited into relationship with God, who invites us to this altar today to give us strength so that those truths won't be inconvenient, but those truths would set us free and lead us to heaven.